Good morning, friends and comrades. Morgan here. I am writing this on Monday, January 11th, so forgive me if anything has changed. I'm going to throw some soothing nature sounds in the background, too, because we deserve it. We had a cute little episode about colonialism and inequality in access to nature planned for today, but then domestic terrorists, white nationalists, stormed the Capitol as part of an insurrection with the intention of taking democratically elected officials hostage or maybe carrying out lynchings, while waving flags of the failed Confederacy and donning pro-Holocaust symbolism, and were aided by intentional inaction by Capitol Police. That happened in the real world, Earth 2021, in occupied Piscataway and or Anacostan land in and around a building constructed by enslaved human beings. Now, I'm a procrastinator, but not so much so that an insurrection on Wednesday would have prevented the airing of this week's episode. We had it ready to go. It's just that it feels wrong and weird and bad to business as usual a coup. It felt bad and weird and wrong before this escalation, but until recently, it was a pretty ignorable coup. A dangerously ignorable coup. I've heard it described as a low energy coup, which made me laugh snort, but is also deeply terrifying. The mobilization of white nationalist terrorists has refocused the conversation. But a lot of spaces and people seem unable or unwilling to give it the gravity it deserves. And I didn't want this space, even though it's just a silly rough and ready fiction podcast, to be complicit. So we're staying in the real world for a moment, and I invite you to join us. We will remember that apathy serves the oppressors and works to perpetuate oppressive systems. So while we might not know what to do, we know what not to do. We won't be apathetic. We'll remember to take care of ourselves, but keep in mind that taking care of ourselves does not mean overlooking the suffering of others. We'll remember that community care is self-care because we are our community. We'll remember that reconciliation and accountability are not mutually exclusive. Rather, the first can't exist without the latter. We'll remember that naming is important, language is important, and it will have both immediate and lasting impact. And we'll remember to stay informed, even when it's a daunting task. I'm attaching links and resources in the show notes, and I'm going to run through the list of them now. Related to the complicity of Capitol Police, be it active or passive, Al Jazeera is reporting on the FBI's warning U.S. law enforcement before the attack. They also have live updates pertaining to the insurrection, Donald Trump, consequences, and lack thereof. BBC News has an article called The 65 Days That Led to the Chaos at the Capitol, that helps track some of the key moments, predominantly on social media, that led to Wednesday's action, as well as the evolution of the Stop the Steal, quote, movement. Unicorn Riots reporting on Proud Boy leader Henry Trujillo's arrest. Trujillo was arrested before the attempted insurrection upon his arrival to D.C. because in December of 2020, he carried out a hate crime against a black church in the area. His arrest revealed two illegal high-capacity firearms, and I think this one is particularly important because it helps illustrate that Wednesday's action was part of a steady, violent escalation, very much reinforced by racism, rather than a spontaneous show of political ideology. The custom-made Civil War hoodies help show that too. PRX's podcast Reveal's most recent episode, Democracy Under Siege, dives into the attempted coup and explores a historical parallel. You may have already heard Rachel Maddow's most recent interview with Timothy Snyder about his book On Tyranny and her frequent references to it over the last 4 years. It's definitely comforting to have a guide to turn to at times like this, but if you can't swing the cost of a new bookshelf edition, Politics and Prose Bookstore has the lecture/reading from Snyder free on YouTube. It's a bit over an hour, and among many takeaways, one is it can happen, and it happens fast. Which is a perfect segue to It Could Happen Here. That's Robert Evans' podcast from 2019 that considers the possibility of a modern American Civil War. It's upsetting. And speaking of imaginings of modern U.S. Civil War, Omar El-Akkad's American War is a work of speculative fiction that reads like historical fiction. As a former conflict journalist, El-Akkad brings intense realism to his dystopia, so that's upsetting too. And if you're turning to spec fic right now, obviously read Octavia Butler's Parable of the Sower. If you can't swing the funds to buy a copy, a teacher has done a very cool thing and shared herself reading it on YouTube to help get students through shelter in place. She also displays the PDF text alongside her words. I'm linking it, and if it's not totally above board, don't be a narc. Another thing Snyder highlights is ideas are real and that they really can influence things. So, some conspiracy theory resources. In June of last year, Politico wrote about current golden age of conspiracy theories, and I'll link that. Reporter Jake Hanrahan also has a podcast called Q Clearance that delves into the origins of the QAnon conspiracy. And check out our bingo fascism card. It's free and terrifying. There is a plethora more to read, watch, and listen to, but I had some time constraints. Under more normal circumstances, I would never recommend listening to this many men at once, but here we are. I'm going to seek out some more diverse voices, and I'll share them when I come across them. We should be back to our regular broadcast schedule by next week, but please hang with me if that's not the case. Monthly Ko-fi and Patreon supporters are welcome to request a refund or suspend their accounts until we're back to standard dispatch content. Stay safe, stay informed, and stay tuned.